Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, you may have noticed Halloween bunting and scary balloons starting to pop up around the place, and soon they'll be replaced by Christmas trees and festive decorations. We're coming into the most important period of the year for many businesses, and you might imagine that nowhere is that more true than in the party supply industry. So is this the case? Is this boom time for purveyors of party hats, balloons and costumes? And how does an industry that is so dependent on events maintain itself throughout the year? To answer these questions and more, we're joined by three professional party animals, and they are the owner of Kimmage Party Shop, Mr. Lyndon McNulty, the owner and managing director of Celebrations Party Shop, John Lyons, and the CEO of the Costume Shop.ie, Ronan O'Brien. Thanks for coming in, lads, and you come adorned with gifts. We've got balloons with pictures of my head superimposed on News Talk stuff, and it's all very party-like, so thanks for coming in. John, we might start with you, if we may. Firstly, you might introduce yourself and tell us about your business, firstly.
Good morning, Bobby. Our business is called Celebration Party Shop. It's in the centre of Dublin. It's in Middle Abbey Street, and it's an Indigenous Irish company. We're in business about 5 years, have six people, and we specialise in particularly on balloons. We cover a whole range of products, and I suppose the differentiation for us is we have some unique products.
Okay.
And we like to personalise our balloons and our offerings. Also, we're there 365 days a year, but we're there all year round. So people can come back to us and still find us there.
Am I right in saying that you got into this business kind of by default? That you had, you'd let out a business to a pound shop that failed, and you kind of found your way dabbling in it, or how did it happen?
Let's not talk about the war now, Bobby.
Right.
But yes, you're accurate. Description. I've been in business for most of my life. The last 35 years, previous 35 years was with the office centre, and I retired, and my business partner retired or semi-retired until the recession hit, and that was a business that's spread around the country, retail and commercial business, and I was just looking for something to invest in. I got into it by accident, and there's enough glorified pound shops in Dublin, so we tried something different.
Great.
And thank God it's beginning to, I think after 5.5 years, it was an instant success.
Good man. Well done. Stay with us. Let's bring in Lyndon McNulty from the Kimmage Party Shop. Lyndon, tell us about you and your business, if you would.
Like John, we're a party supply shop. We're based in Kimmage, obviously. And we have a very mixed bag of services and products that we offer. We have the retail side of things where people can just walk in and buy various party paraphernalia. And then we also offer a delivery and display service. We're starting to get more and more now into the online end of things as well.
Okay.
And also corporate events and decor for that.
Am I right in saying that your background was in corporate events and you kind of found your way into the retail arm?
Yeah. Well, back in the 90s, basically, I was working for a company that had that was involved in the party shop industry in a smaller way, but their main business was corporate events, branding, merchandising, that kind of thing. So I worked for them for a number of years, learned a lot, and then eventually just went out on my own.
Okay. And our third guest is Ronan O'Brien. He's the CEO at the Costume Shop.ie, and you're an online business, Ronan. Tell us about you and your business, if you would.
So we started up in 2007 for a bet. It was no big business plan or anything like that. We were looking for costumes. I was a DJ at the time, and I wanted to get like a really good big costume for being on stage in front of 3,000 people. And we couldn't find anything in Ireland at all, and we wanted to kind of get it through the books and get the VAT back, etc. So that's where we started from, which was very kind of, it was part-time business. I had a full-time job. I was DJing in the evenings. And we grew that into quite a substantial business now, where we export to 56 different countries. We're the biggest in Ireland in terms of costumes. And it's been an epic journey, really, yeah.
Wow. And you work out of, you've got a big warehouse and storage facility down in Portlaoise.
Yeah, 25,000 square foot warehouse. It's only online, so all the orders get placed online. Even if you call down to collect, the orders still go through the internet. And there's an awful lot of automation and technology around how we do it, and the fewest amount of steps to get the most amount of items, and the throughput per hour. And it's very technical. technology based.
Am I right in saying that you stock 28 different Batmans?
That's true, yeah. We've got over 250,000 different costumes in stock. And I suppose we look at the long end of the party industry, because nowadays people think, right, what am I going to be for Halloween? And then they go looking for the costume. So it's not like they kind of say, okay, well, what have you got? And for that reason, we get a lot of people saying, look, you've only got 28 Batmans, but I want to go as this particular comic book and you haven't got the right one for me. So that's why we do stock an awful lot of choice. And it means that when you go to a costume party, there could be 300 or 400 people there and no two people will be wearing the same thing if they've got a bit of ingenuity behind them.
Okay, folks, we're talking party shops. I've got three of the experts in the business in here. If you've got any queries on that Batman costume, diving off wardrobes, whatever it is you do, our guests are here. We'll try and answer your questions. Let me go back to you, John Lyons, and just maybe you might tell us about the seasonality of the business, John. I think there might be a misapprehension that maybe that Halloween is a very busy time, but I suggest that maybe there's a lot of shops do Halloween gear and that other parts of the year might be more profitable.
It's still a very strong season for us. Halloween for us is probably five times better than Christmas, because
is it?
With all the people that's in Halloween, there's 10 times more, including all the multiples, would cover Christmas. But just a short version of it, season starts with Valentine's, you have St. Patrick's Day, Easter, you have all the different festivals from Stradbally, from around the country, you know, so they would require makeup on that. You're into different seasons. There's something almost every month. But remember, people are born every day and every month of the year.
Birthdays.
So you have new births, and then follow on from that, you know, their birthday, their christening, their communion, confirmation, engagement, wedding, divorce. And there's even people buy balloons in remembrance. So all of the seasons are covered. But as well as that, you have an annual business where, you know, there's people who have a birthday on Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
Or there's people who get married on Stephen's Day.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, well, that's very interesting.
It's not as bulked in.
And tell me then about costume parties. Again, I would have sort of associated them with students, with, you know, younger people. Is it something us old folks get down and dirty in?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. When you have a head like this on you, you have to cover it up some way if you're going to party. So, but also people forget that Gatsby. You know, if mature people, shall we, leaving the youngers aside, you know, they have a Gatsby or a themed party or the 1980s or a disco fever. And it's not that long ago since there was a Gatsby themed event in one of the cinemas.
Yeah.
Whereas they had it for a week and they encourage everyone to dress up. So also, if you're going out and you feel like a little bit, Jesus, I'm not going to dress up this until I get a few beers. You know, if you get something that works and put on you,
it's fun. It's great. It's fun. It's
and
a bit of crack.
And you have a laugh at each other.
Lyndon, can I bring you back in and ask you about the personalisation? Is that really where the market has gone? That I'm me. I'm Bobby. It's my birthday, and I want my photo. I want this. I want so a real specific requirement to me and my event.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're bang on. There are occasions when people just want to come in and pick just something quick and easy off the shelf. We're open for business for that. But the personalisation, yeah, is absolutely a huge thing. So, I mean, since we started into the shop in 2009, we do a lot of... We can put names on balloons. We've invested in printers. We can print photographs on balloons. We actually bought a large format printer as well, so we can do full-colour banners and things like that. So people want something individual to them.
And then what about the speed of turnaround? Do people ring and say, I want 100 balloons with my name and picture on it today?
It does happen. It does happen.
Yeah.
which is a mixed blessing sometimes. But, best case, in an ideal world, we'd have a day or two or a couple of days to print things and organise things and even get people proofs if they want them before printing. But we do more or less everything in-house, so we can turn things around very quickly, actually.
Okay. Ronan, I want to ask you about some of the costumes. You're starting to get into digital decorations. So this is like projectors that have zombies in them and beating hearts apps. Tell me about those kind of things. I'm fascinated.
So we're always trying to push the button a little bit. I think the most important thing in a party, be it decorations or costumes, is that you're unique and remarkable and you kind of stand out. So over the years, you know, being so passionate about costumes, we're always trying to find the next big thing. So this year, inflatable costumes are absolutely huge. So costumes with a fan built in, the puff out, so it looks like you're riding around on
kind
a T-Rex.
Kind of Michelin Man stuff.
The Michelin Man would work, but riding around on a unicorn or a T-Rex costume that's inflatable up and you've got the reins. Digital decorations for us in the last 2 years has just grown phenomenally. So that is literally movie quality productions, and you put them on a projector and you project them onto your window. So you might put up a sheet across your entire window in the front of your house and project it on, and it will look like there's zombies trying to either get out or having a party inside, and there's kid-friendly versions and there's horrifically scary versions.
Wow.
But it's incredibly remarkable, and you get people like wandering around taking photos of your house. They know that you're open for Halloween. If they knock on the door, there's going to be a lot of candy there, you know, so that the people can then pick and choose. If someone's not participating in decorating up their house, maybe they skip that house so they don't scare an old person. But if you've got all the decorations out, and it is as simple as rolling up the TV to the window or putting a projector against the window. And likewise, then we all have little TVs in our hands, which is the mobile phone. So you can download an app with a beating heart or worms or guts or something like that. And you put that in where your heart would be. And that has a little cutout slot in the costume. So your costume just looks that little bit more realistic and scary and remarkable.
So you have to be creative then, in the sense that you're in the creative business.
Absolutely. Well, we're producing costumes as well as working with Disney and Marvel. So we're literally manufacturing in Madagascar. We're making sure that all the costumes have their EN71, which is so important that the kids have the fire safety, because there is a lot of counterfeits in the market at the moment. It drives me insane that someone would skip the step and sell a flammable costume to a child. But there was a big issue several years ago with Claudia Winkleman, who's a celebrity whose daughter was given a 10-euro costume, and she went up in flames.
I remember that,
and
yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And what they don't realise is, just because it's got a picture of a Marvel hero on it doesn't necessarily mean that it's got the certifications to be allowed to be sold in Ireland. And if you're in a here today, gone tomorrow kind of operation, maybe you'll take that risk because you won't be there the next week if there is a problem. So we're very much above board. We say always deal with, you know, very reputable people like the other panelists here that are there all year round, that have the certification. If you're not sure, ask the questions. But at thecostumeshop.ie, the reason we are so big is we have that credibility factor.
Okay, we have a few texts in. There are a lot of Donald Trump masks this year. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is huge.
Good seller, yeah.
My favourite Donald Trump one is, we've got this little Donald Trump where there's fake legs, so you're standing in, it looks like you're getting a piggyback from Donald Trump.
No way.
And then you can put on a Kim Jong-un mask as well, just to match it off.
A texter here says, I'm looking for a Lady Sansa Game of Thrones costume, but can't find one. Does Ronan source costumes? Could he contact me?
Absolutely. Just info@thecostumeshop.ie and we'll get you sorted.
There you go. Okay. John, can I ask you about things like pop-up shops? You know,
no bad language, please.
Yeah, no, but some would say that they're unfair competition, that they're not paying rates, that they're, and it strikes me that this is a kind of business, not to be disrespectful of it, but it's a kind of business that I could get a whole lot of stuff from a warehouse in China, I could open up a shop, and I could just sort of undercut all you guys until the stock's gone, and then go somewhere else. Does that happen?
Yes, it does happen, and it's no different than any other business where somebody can get into it. It's easy to get in. The difficulty is staying in business.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than say, go negative, I mean, the people you have here have a shop that's there. It's open all year round.
Yeah.
The certification. So we're bound by certain things. Is we have to sell a costume that has the appropriate CE marks. We're no longer able to sell lenses, and there's a new organisation in Ireland that's threatened legal action to any of the of the existing business. But in a walk around Dublin yesterday, there was 20 shops selling lenses, because they just popped up. So yes, they missed some of that, and I don't know whether they pay the water rates or the BID, and these things are important because the BID has partnered with Bram Stoker, and they're bringing a free festival for hundreds of thousands of people to come in to Dublin for free entertainment.
Are you sponsoring the Bram Stoker Festival?
We would be a supporter and part sponsor, but besides that, it's for the punter, it's free. Yeah. Now, you can't do that if you're just popping up and here for a month and gone. So there is advantages to supporting Indigenous Irish business that are there
okay.
all year round.
Let me just go to Lyndon McNulty. Lyndon, about marketing the business, how big are things like Instagram, Pinterest, in other words, getting visual communication out via social media on what it is you have and sell?
It's a huge thing. I mean, the world we live in now with mobile phones and Instagram and Pinterest and all that, it's everyone uses them and they're great for business. And what we found is people have actually come to us with something that they've seen on Instagram or Pinterest and say, can you do this? We say, yeah, absolutely, price it up for them, and they can do that. So it has opened people's minds to what's possible and what's available.
And you are in the visual game, are you not?
Exactly.
In terms of
And we actually, another thing, like a sideline, another unexpected aspect to what happened to us as well is people looking for Instagram frames. So we can do that as well and sell them the props to go with it.
Last quick word to you, Ronan O'Brien, in terms of the future of the business. It strikes me that you are kind of in the technology business as well as the costume business, and you seem to be investing significantly in that end of things in your business.
Yeah, so I own several businesses and they're all within the e-commerce sector. So we have automated warehousing and things like that are very important and give us a huge advantage in the online sphere. All these businesses change over time. The way the business was 10 years ago, it's completely different now. And I think it's going to grow. I mean, I think the idea of being able to walk into a party and automatically talk to Superman just because you're dressed up as Wonder Woman brings down barriers. It makes that night or that party, you've been to a million birthday parties, but you go along to this one and you remember the night when you were dressed up as, and the crack is just so much more fun because of the party you wear, because of the costumes. It's memorable, and that's what people want. They want memorable things in life that they can look back on and enjoy.
Okay, well, I think all three of you are giving the nation a great service. You're fun people. It's party time. Thanks for coming in and telling us about your business. We wish you every success with the season. Lyndon McNulty, the Kimmage Party Shop, John Lyons, Celebrations Party Shop, and Ronan O'Brien from thecostumeshop.ie. Thank you all so much.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.